WA9JWM.
WB9YPA Mobile.
WB9YPA, this is N9UUI.
Well, good morning, Bob. Hey, I'm hanging in there. We're doing okay. I got your text message earlier, but got too busy trying to get out of the house. I've got a bunch of running around to do, and then I've got some work to do. So, I was going to say thank you for that offer there. And so you did get some, that's right, yeah, you said that you talked to the guy and he sent you some tickets, so that's cool.
I did talk to the guy via text message. He did not send me tickets, but he said whatever I need, they'll be there with me when I come in the front door. So I figure if you're going, I'll have one there for you. All you have to do is probably give your call or come on in. If you come, depends what time you come. If you come before they open, then, you know, we'll be setting up. If you come later on, which is fine, I'll have it waiting there for you. That's the least they can do.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bob. Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's awesome. What are you talking on? Are you using a TYT radio?
No. A Bridgecom.
Okay. All the handy talking.
Yes, sir. Why? What's the matter? Don't I sound good or noisy or what?
There's just a little bit of hash, and I mean it. I'm surprised that you're getting in that good from where you're at. With a handy talking, I'm actually shocked.
Well, I'm talking on a handy talking, but it's going to a antenna, not a rubber duck. So that's why I'm getting in.
Okay, are you using one of those? Quick and dirty J-poles.
I've got a PVC antenna cut for 220 in my window, and it works good.
I guess. I would expect full quieting for like something like that that's in a window. Does the rubber duck work from there?
Yeah, I guess it can.
Are you using low power with that antenna?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then things make sense. Okay, that figures. All right, okay. And I forget what the low power setting is on those bridge comps. I have one, and the battery took a dive on it, and it actually split the case open and stuff. So I took the radio all apart because I knew that I could never get another battery for it.
Yeah, it's sad they don't sell them anymore. I had one like brand new in a box, and I sold it last year at LaPorte. And actually, I made a little bit of money off of that. So, yeah, so I got this one, and I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Excellent. And I'm going to do the Arby's thing here, I guess. I guess I'm just going to get a couple of those fish sandwiches before I go head into work. I'm supposed to be at work, but I'm doing so much extra work being a power of attorney for somebody. So I had to go and pick up mail and that kind of stuff. Extra running around. So I think I'm going to go pick me up a couple of Carby's fish sandwiches. N9UUI, this is WB9YPA. I need to bring that rig over to you yet, too. So let's see, I need to come over there later on. If I get out of work early enough, I don't have to stick around there much later than 5 or 6 o'clock, and I might stop by. So, okay, with that, I will turn it back over to you. Oh, yeah, and then I wanted to mention that, as far as I've been pretty happy with the way my repeater has been working, I haven't had to mess with it. I have not touched it for probably a year, ever since I used one of those Elenco radios for the exciter. In a little metal RF shielded box and everything, and made a power supply for it, and it's been working awesome. So I'm real happy with it. Back over to you, Bob.
WB9YPA from N9UUI. Not used to pushing a mic, as you well know. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, if you know for sure you're coming to the Ham Fest, make sure you let me know so I can achieve a ticket for you from Rich, which he's been very kind because, we've been announcing all these things, which is good. And I want to take care of you with that, so make sure if you're coming, let me know, and I'll secure a ticket. And then also, do you want to play with that hybrid Kenwood? You're welcome to it, and I have a manual with it, so it's up to you.
Okay, Bob. Sounds good. All right. I will, maybe I'll play with that rig, but I'll wait to see. You'll probably sell it to somebody.
Well, here's the thing. We can always trade something, so it's pretty heavy. So if you want to play with it, I don't have to take it to the show. We can always trade something and wheel and deal, but it's really nice. I want you to at least experience it. It is nice.
Stand by a second, Bob. N9UUI, this is WB9YPA. Okay, I am back, Bob.
Alrighty. Do you want to mess around with that Kenwood? I'll get it ready for you to go. It's up to you. I don't care. It's no big deal if I sell it. If you ever want it, we can always trade something.
Okay. That might work out. All right. I think I'd like to play with that. See what that rig feels like. operate the code and see how the filters are, how nice it is. That's cool. You made me plug a key into it and do some operating with it. Now that one, you plug that directly into 120. I believe that's correct. Yeah, because that has the built-in 12-volt power supply that you could use operate if you wanted to operate it with in mobile.
Yes. Most of those don't come with the 12 volts on the back, but that one does. You just need a good plug. That runs off 110, but just remember the filters stay in all the time. But you know, like I said, the tuning around is real narrow because you've got narrow bandwidth with the filters in. But hey, it's nice. If you want it, I'll get a mic together and have it all ready for you. If you want to bring over to 7300, no box, no mic, and just a manual if you have it, that's good.
I think I have a manual, a printed manual. I do believe I printed one up. And, yeah, I think I can pull that off. Okay, so, yeah, you have now that one, of course, you need a 12-volt DC supply that's good for about 20 amps if you intend to operate QRO, excuse me.
Yeah, that 12 volts isn't used unless it's in a car. And like I said, it takes a special cable. And I don't have that. So I just got the 110 that you bring it in and a manual. And that'll work.
Yeah, but I was talking about power for the, you have a 12-volt power supply that'll power it up, right? Because you're going to need like a minimum 15-amp power supply. But if you want to run QRO on it, then you're going to need a 20-amp power supply.
WB9YPAN9UUI. Oh, you're talking about the 7300, yeah. That 7300 has the 4-prong power cord, so make sure that comes with it, because I don't have a new one like that. I have all old rigs. I thought you were talking about the Kenwood. Yeah, you're right. I have power supplies. I'm good.
Well, how about that? Okay, good deal. All right. Yeah. All right, you don't need a code key. Let's see, that one for the code key, that takes a quarter inch, a quarter inch stereo, you know, tip ring sleeve, a plug.
Yeah, it does, yeah. You got keys, and then I'll give you a ready here after a while. I have the service manual, all vehicle, you'll like what you see. I have the service manual with it and the operation manual and even modification manual. So it's nice. It's a thick manual. You'll see it.
Okay, Bob. All right. That sounds like fun. All right. I'll be playing with that. That sounds like a good situation. Very good. All right. Very good. And it'll be fun to compare notes on that. And I'm here at work. So thanks for the QSO. N9 keep wanting to put you in Michigan. N9UUI, this is WB9YPA, and I'll wait after your final. I'm clear.
Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah, I'll get that ready, and if you bring the other one, that's up to you. You don't have to. Just bring the man. manual, you know, for the 7300 and just the ridge. You don't need the box or nothing. Because I got a basement here I need to start throwing stuff out. So I don't need any more boxes, if you know what I mean.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds good.
Okay, talk to you later. Don't work too hard. I got a few chores here to do myself, so we'll talk to you later. 73s, WV9YTA, and 9UUI. We're clear.
WV9YTA, clear.
WA9GWM. Into the system, but I'm getting you. WA9GWM. Receive of the repeater. I'll be out here. Yeah, I didn't get that. Yeah, just give me a call when you get closer. I'll be monitoring. WA9JWM.
This is W8MEL. This is W8MEL. This is W8MEL.
P9TWL monitoring.
This is WB9YPA, Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha. Name is Mike.
K9TWL at Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Juliet Sierra. My name is Todd.
Hello, good evening, or late afternoon, Todd. Okay, I just got home and heard you say you were monitoring. Where's your 2TH? Is it like in the Valparaiso area?
I'm in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh my gosh, wow, what a surprise. Okay, so you're going in through the South Bend 220 system.
Yes, that's correct.
Ah, okay, very good. How about that? How did you hear about this repeater?
I looked it up on, I think it was Repeater Book that listed, and it's one of the few 1.2 meters around here, and been on it for maybe about a month, off and on a little bit, but it's done really well for me.
Oh, very good, Todd. Okay, excellent. Well, I'm happy to hear that that it's working well for you. Well, good. That's what it should be doing. This machine's been on the air since, I think, right around 1982.
I sure appreciate you having it up for us to use. It's for being around that long, it's certainly doing well. I've attended a couple of events on the weekend on this and talked to people in Texas and whatnot in the repeater network. So I know I used to live down in central Indiana by Kokomo, and I know there's also a node in Richville.
I don't know if that node is still with us or not. I used to work in Kokomo. I took care of the radio stations there, at least the WIOU AM, and then WZWZ, and then there was a WMYK, and so those, I took care of those stations for a while, but that's what I do. I decided that was getting to be too much, so I bailed out, and yeah, but that's what I do. I take care of broadcast stations.
Yeah, it's a small world. I'm certainly familiar with both those stations. I grew up in the Kokomo area for several years back in the 70s and 80s. Definitely stations that sound very familiar to me. But yeah, I'm in the IT field at Notre Dame. Been around the IT field for quite a while.
Oh, take care of, I've got some servers that are still running. There's a couple of servers I take care of that are running the NetBSD operating system.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure I'm familiar with that operating system.
Okay, it's like, it's kind of like FreeBSD. You probably dealt with that before. It's kind of like Unix.
Yeah, I'm certainly familiar with that one. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, I like Unix. I've had to work with Unix quite a bit. I'm not too keen on the Windows-based, or the Microsoft-based operating systems. I cut my teeth on Unix many, many years ago.
Yeah, I did as well. I saw the first servers I started with were Unix-based, the old RISC 6000 servers. Then moved around to Windows and whatnot. I primarily, my day-to-day computer is a Mac, which is, of course, a Unix-based system at the core, but certainly not straight Unix. But yeah, I really do enjoy Unix and Linux.
Right. Yep. Yeah. The Mac is using BSD, and it's got like a combination of like FreeBSD, BSDI, and NetBSD all rolled into one. And I think there's even some source or some code in there that they pulled from OpenBSD as well. So the Macintosh uses a very robust operating system. And then, of course, with their graphical user interface wrapped around the whole thing.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty nice. I've really enjoyed, maybe about 5 years ago or so, you could start running straight Unix commands in the command prompt, which is kind of nice. Glad to see that feature. It's probably always been there in some fashion, but they kind of officially promoted it.
Yes. Yeah, I like the way, I'm glad that Apple went that direction and went with, that started with what, Mac OS 9, I think, was the beginning of that. And, of course, then they had all those versions before that were their own proprietary operating systems.
Yes, I believe that's correct. Now they are back into their own processors, which are really nice. They're quite robust and use a lot less power. But I'm glad to see that they're still staying on the same architecture as far as OS-wise.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with what they've done. Do I have a Mac? No, unfortunately. I wish I did. A little bit out of my price range, but so I'm running. My workstation that I do all my CAD work on is a NetBSD machine, and it's running on an i386 it's running on a on an so. I'm real happy with the way it works, and my Yeah, I'm using, I do like circuit board layout and that kind of stuff, CAD, you know, like that kind of stuff.
I can imagine on that processor, that probably has some pretty good power to it. You know, it's a decent Windows processor, but Windows has such overhead on their graphical interface. But if you get anything open source or Linux based on those, they really kind of sing.
My other workstations, yeah, you're right. My other workstations are Raspberry Pis. I've got three Raspberry Pis, and they're running what's called Raspbian, which is Linux. So, and they work. They're actually pretty fast. Not too shabby. Let's see, and I'm trying to think of the name of the CPU, and I'm sure you know what it is. ARM core, the ARM CPUs.
Wow, those are handy little machines. I have one that I play around with. I'm getting ready to see if I can get it set up to do some FT8 work on a single sideband, but online do that. But the ARM processors are really pretty nice. Windows plays around with them a little bit. They do pretty decent, but on the RASP OS, it's pretty robust. It'll do quite a bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm using for FT8. I've got a Raspberry 400, and then I'm running FT8, and I do some Olivia and that kind of stuff with it, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Good to hear. I'm getting ready to set mine up to do that. I keep a Windows laptop around, just primarily the only thing I use on it is to program some older radios that don't use it that much, but I think once I get the Raspberry Pi up and going, I probably won't hardly need that anymore. K9TWL.
K9TWL, this is WB9YPA. Yeah, you sound like me. I do have a Windows laptop with, Windows 10. And the only thing I use that for is when I have to deal with software that, that radio stations will use that you can't run it on anything else. So I'll do that, and then I also use the use Code Warrior, and I was not successful in getting Code Warrior to run on the Linux platform. So I use that for developing assembly language code on the Motorola-based automotive microcontrollers.
Okay, yeah, that sounds very interesting. Definitely worth keeping one around just in case you need it, but certainly there's not everything that runs on just one platform, unfortunately, but sometimes you just have to kind of keep stuff around a bit for the odd thing here or there to program with. But yeah, I really just enjoy working with the different operating systems, that's why I like about Linux or Unix also is they have such integrations into many things, and once you learn the code on it, then you kind of feel comfortable on other things.
That's true, and that's just like, where you had to have Microsoft Word to, you had to have Excel compatibility and that kind of stuff, and it's getting to the point where you pretty much you can get away from, you have a Linux-based machine or a BSD box, and you can put LibreOffice on it, and you have the best of all worlds pretty much. so you can load in an Excel spreadsheet or, you know, Microsoft Word document, and you can edit it. And LibreOffice and OpenOffice have, they have really advanced.
Both of those. I've, likewise, I've been pretty impressed with the functionality of it. I didn't really expect much, just maybe a basic word processor, but they've really put some work into those.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I'm pleased with it. So, I've got, you know, you've got compatibility that way, so it's nice. So, yeah, I support those groups. All the hard work that those programmers put into writing code to do that stuff. And I'm gonna try to do my best to donate to them.
Certainly worthwhile to support kind of the small guys like that, so that they'll keep going and provide some really good options. It's especially for people who can't really afford computers. You can take an old laptop and throw Red Hat or any number of versions of Linux on there, and a free open office, and really gives them a quite powerful tool for pretty cheap.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I'm going to send you something via email, and if your email is good on the database, the QRZ, I'll send you an email and something that would probably be useful for you in working the repeater.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate that. Yeah, my email should be up to date on that.
Okay, very good. I'll shoot you an email, and might be helpful to you. So, very good. Okay, and I've got a couple things I have to do here, but, Cal, welcome to 220. That's great. And I'll have to check and see if the Rucheville repeater is linked to our node, our AC9HO node that we have on 220. So I'll look into that. But I don't think Steve has had W9SMJ. I don't think he has had that. Lately, I haven't seen it linked, but I'll have to double check on that. So, very good. Thanks, Todd. And enjoyed the QSO. KE9TWL, this is WB9YPA, and I'll catch up with you. Again.
Good. Really nice talking to you, and really appreciate the service you're providing and the information, and I look forward to seeing that. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Rucheville is still up. I'm not really sure, to be honest. Somebody happened to mention it on a nap the other night, and it just kind of struck me out because it's such a little small town that many people don't know about. So, if it's still up, that'd be pretty cool. If not, then... Well, there we are. But, yeah, great talking to you. K9TWL, clear.
This is Whiskey Delta 1 Alpha Juliet, Mike.
AC9HO, listening.
Clarkin, AC9CWX.
You answer me there, Travis, AC9HO.
Yes, sir.
Well, fine business. You make sure and mobile safe to the rest of the way in the QTH there. And fine business. And thank you for giving us a number this evening. Maybe you can stick around another time. All right, Craig, AAHCT, welcome and good evening. Are you hanging around for trivia here in a bit?
KI5OZZAAHCT. Yes, I am. This is the trifecta day for me. I got the three Bs. I got the barometer. I got the boredom, and now I got the beacon. So I made the trifecta today. So yes, definitely will answer the questions, and it gets a little interesting whether or not I'll be awake to hear the answers. With that, turn it back to Net Control, and thank you, Nancy, for doing all you do for all of the Nets. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Craig, for the kind words, and great you pulled off the trifecta. Good to have you in here, and we'll pick you up after the top of the hour for the trivia. All right, that's the bottom of the list, and I got more lines to fill. So if you're waiting to check in on the pre-net for the Beacon Net this evening, this is So India 5, Oscar Zulu Zulu, KI5OZZ. Come on in with your call. I'm listening.
Good evening. This is NHIYA, November 8th, India Yankee Alpha, checking in. And yes, I'm going to be sticking around for the net. Back to the net.
Net Control, please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Charlie, Charlie, Oscar, KQ4CCO, Rich, and I'm in Aiken, South Carolina, just got Net Logger up and running and looking for a net to test it on. Originally, I'm from West Virginia, but now reside in South Carolina, and I'm going to be sticking around and monitoring. Thank you.
Oh, fine business there, gentlemen, and great to have you on board. And Stephen in 8IYA, we've got you in the log, and we look forward to hearing from you during the net for the trivia. And Rich, same with you, KQ4CCO. Good good to have you with us, and you are welcome back anytime for the BeaconNet for sure. So we'll call on you in order when the main show starts after the trivia has been read off. So any other check-ins for the print on the BeaconNet this evening? This is KI5OZZ. I'm listening.
Good evening, Nancy.
This is Hilo. November Tango, Scott Melton.
Good evening, Coffee. I'm just going to be listening along tonight. I hope you guys have a good evening.
7:30.
Well, Dave, I got you in there, NT8D. So there was a double that came in with you, and the other gentleman said that he was going to be in and out, but I did not catch your call. The other gentleman that came in besides NT8D, would you please give us your call again?
Yes, ma'am. This is Kilo 5. Foxtrot Lima Lima, Brad in Waco. I will be in and out. Early birds get the worm around here. 7:30.
Well, Brad, you were right about that, and sorry you won't be sticking around for the trivia, but it's great to have our Texas Hamily represented. Have a great evening, and hopefully you can spend some time with us again. We're here on Sunday and Wednesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Ohio time on 48496 on the All-Star and 147 Mark 390 locally on the RF. Dave, got you in there. NT8D, did you say you were going to be in and out as well?
Yeah, Roger, Nance. I'm going to be in and out. I'm going to be listening on the scanner in the other room. Wish everybody a pleasant evening and have a good night tonight. And the last gentleman reminded me that when I was a kid, I would try to remind my mother that it was the early worm that got eaten, and I didn't want to get up. Guys, have a good night. NTAT.
All right. Well, thank you for that advice, and hopefully none of the teenagers here in the QTH heard that and can use it for future weaponry. But great to talk to you again, Dave. We got you on the log. Any other check-ins for the pre-show tonight for the BeaconNet? Come on. This is KI5OZZ. I'm listening.
Juliet Delta Bravo, 904 Juliet Delta Bravo. Your name is Jason.
Well, good evening, KCA Fox Screen Victor. You can tell, I know some net controllers can tell, it's coming through RF. KCF2D, Mark.
Hello, Echo 8, Romeo Golf, Zulu, Bragg, Congress, Ohio.
Okay, I got KE8RGZ Brad, and I got KC8FQV Mark. There was a Juliet David Bravo or David Juliet Bravo station. If you could please come back with your full call.
The next CPU net control, this is 904 Juliet Delta Bravo. In the island of Trinidad and West Indies, I would like to check into the network. Day, over.
Gotcha, 9 Zulu 4, Juliet Delta Bravo from Trinidad and Tobago. Great to have you on board this evening. We should be starting the trivia at about a little after 9 o'clock, my time, 10 o'clock Eastern time. And, yeah, I would love to have you aboard.
Yes, By the time here in Trinidad is close to 11, it's actually 8 minutes before the hour of 11 p.m. I know that different countries will have different times, etc. And it's my first time just playing around with peanuts and, you know, checking around with different notes and different rooms. And it's very nice to hear a lady, you know, a female voice as my controller as well as being on the air. We don't have much of that in Trinidad. It's a male-dominated hobby, and we're trying our best to try to mix that up a little bit here in Trinidad. All right? So it's very, very nice to hear a female voice. Back to net control from 924-GA-Delta-Bravo-4.
Well, thank you, Jason. We got you in the log, and welcome to the Hanley and Echo Link. So, sounds wonderful on my end, and you are welcome to participate in this net on Sunday and Wednesday evening, starting at, 10:30 your time for the pre-net and 11 o'clock for the big show and the trivia. So, good to have you on board. Let's pick up Brad, KE8RGZ. Good evening and welcome. Are you hanging around for trivia later? KE8RGZ, are you still with us? Go ahead, Big D.
Brad was in and out there. You and him doubled a little bit. I just wanted to let you know that he said he was in and out. And I want to stop by real quick and wave a hand at Brad because I haven't heard him in a long time. KEDRGZKDDC. Have a great night. All right, I'll turn it back to Pre-Net Control. Thanks, Nancy. KEDDC, clear for now.
Fine business, Dustin, and thank you for that. And sorry, Brad, that I stomped on you there. And thanks for adding a number for us, and maybe you can stick around some more. We got Northern Mark, KC8FQV, welcome. And are you hanging around for trivia? Well, he's probably doing his net hopping thing, so hopefully he'll get back with us later for the trivia. Now, here is a call sign that I have not heard in a minute. KL7 Frozen Radio. Mike, you're in the blue room. Are you on the radio?
KI5OZZ and the Beacon Net. Here is KL7 Frozen Radio in Willow, Alaska. It's currently right around freezing, so I'm not very frozen. It's been pretty mild lately. Too warm at times. Most of our snowpack is gone. But haven't talked to you in a while, Nancy. Good to hear you, and I haven't been on the Beacon Net in a while, so I'm catching it tonight. Just happened to see the bar bouncing on my IXRP2 and realized the net was on. So I'll stick around for trivia. I might get distracted, but I'll try to be in here. Looking forward to a good night. Great to hear you, Nancy. Look forward to hearing everyone on the Beacon Net. All the Beaconeers up there. KL7 Frozen Radio, back in that control.
Well, fine business, Mike, and might I say it is a cold day and you know where when down here in Oklahoma it's colder up. It's colder than up in Willow, Alaska. So I currently am at 9 degrees. We just skipped down into single digits, so it's going to get nippy tonight. Good to be in there, and I'll catch you later on for the trivia. Let's see, AB8MO, good evening. Got you in on the blue screen. Welcome, and are you sticking around for trivia?
All right. Well, I'm not getting into All-Star at all, but I am getting into the repeater directly, so I guess I will 139 direct. This is AB8MO. I am here, and I'll stick around for the net.
Fine. This is Andy, and hopefully the All-Star shenanigans gets worked out and ironed out and straightened out like a piece of wire eventually. But you sound great on RF, so not to worry. Let's see. I've got room for a couple of more. Any other check-ins before the big show? This is KI5OZZ. I'm listening.
I know you caught me, Oz. I'll be around for the main show, KSFQV.
Well, I heard Mike come back there. Well, it sounded like somebody else broke squelch. Was there anyone else in there?
See if KSFQV is functioning. If not, we've got a problem with the radio. Maybe, no, maybe it's coming through.
All righty, and with that, the Timex Letty says it's time for me to hand it over to the Squatch. KD8DPC, good evening. It's all yours. Thank you for having me, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Miss Nancy, thank you so much, and thanks for doing the pre-show. We really appreciate it. Good evening, and welcome to the BeaconNet. My name is Dustin. My call sign is KD8DPC, and I'll be your net control for the evening. BeaconNet meets every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the WAWAKY repeater 147.390 with a positive offset and PL tone of 114.8. All-star node 48496 and echoing WAWAKY-R. This is a directed net. All traffic must pass through net control and all stations are welcome to check in. We'll take multiple rounds of check-in, so if you don't get the first time, just stand by. We'll get to you as soon as we can. We're linking with our friends in Oklahoma, Fireside, and various other networks, so we ask you to keep for a couple seconds. Before and after you transmit, make sure you let everything drop so we can hear everything you have to say. Before we start taking check-ins, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call now. All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. Stations waiting to check into the BeaconNet that haven't already checked into the pre-show. Please say your call phonetically, followed by alphabetically, along with your name and location.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Hotel Quebec, KD8, BHQ, Benjamin, Mobile.
All right, you picked up
this
one.
This is Kilo 6, ben, Kilo Julia Victor. Kilo 6, Kilo Julia Victor. Kevin in Valley Springs, California.
Let's go back up here to the top and get some trivia. Let's start with Mr. Lucy, W8HRF, with our main trivia. What do you have for us?
KD8DPC, W8HRF. Good evening, Dustin. Good evening to all the Beacon Medicines. Tonight's main trivia question is as follows. This structure was originally permitted to stand for only 20 years, but it was due to its usefulness, including for its use for radio telegraphy. Which structure is this? Your options, and I'm going to give you the years when they were built as well. Alpha, the Crystal Palace, 1851. The Eiffel Tower, 1889. Charlie, the Space Needle, 1962. Or Delta, the London Eye, 2000. Again, which structure was originally permitted to stand for only 20 years, but it was kept due to its usefulness, including for its use in radio telegraphy? Which structure of the following was this? Your options are Alpha, the Crystal Palace, 1851 is when it was built. Bravo, the Eiffel Tower, 1889. Charlie, the Space Needle in 1962. Or the London Eye, which was built in 2000. KD8DPC, W8HRF. I will post this in the blue screen.
All right, very good there, Josh. Thanks for the wonderful trivia, and I just want Kevin to know K6KJV, we've got you on the list. Sorry I doubled with you. Let's go over to Miss Lucy, KGYUK, for our alternate trivia. Take it away there, Miss Lucy.
KD8EPC, KD8YUK, here's your trivia tonight, everybody. It's a short one. What is interesting about the portrait of George Washington on the $1 bill? A, the original portrait was unfinished. see, he wasn't wearing sneakers. C, it was originally meant to be his wife. Or D, Colonel von Waller being created the original out of popsicle sticks. Again, I'll give you what is interesting about the portrait of George Washington on the $1 bill. A, the original portrait was unfinished. B, he wasn't wearing his dentures. C, it was originally meant to be his wife. Or D, Colonel Cornwallis being created the original out of popsicle sticks. Back to you, Dustin. Good luck to you, buddy.
All right, Miss Lucy, thanks so much for doing the alternate trivia. We're going to think about that one, too. And we've got one mobile here, so we're going to start with him. THQ, Ben in the mobile, how you doing?
KDADPC, KDADHQ. I'm doing pretty good, Dustin. Just got off work and driving home after freezing to death all week long. Not much for traffic. I'm looking forward to the meeting tomorrow and seeing everyone since I was too sick to go last week. And I'll get down to the trivia and take a guess and go Delta and Delta. That's about all I've got, so I'll give it back to you. This is KDADHQ, and I'll be clear. All right there, Ben, you go get on the warm side of the door. We got you down for double Vs there, and we'll say 73 and have yourself a great evening, friend. Let's go back up here to the top, see if he's still awake. WB4AIZ, Chuck, good evening.
WB4AIZ, I'm here. Surprisingly, I actually made the was that last night after checked in, but yeah, we're supposed to get some cool temps. Well, it's gonna dip on Friday morning. Oh my goodness! Yeah, the rain, some rain come through on the cold front, so. Anyways, it's cool. Anyways, you know, just for the heck of it, I'm going to say Eiffel Tower, the CW, or whatever it was. But that's it. I don't know the other one. And, very good. Hope everybody has a good day tomorrow and stay dry and stay warm on the warm side of the door. I like that. So everyone take care. WB4AIZ.
All right there, Chuck. Well, we're glad to have you sticking around with us later, and I hope you stay warm, too. I'm sure a cold front in Florida is far different than a cold front here in Ohio, but it's been cold and snowy, not as cold and snowy as it was in Oklahoma last night. So, 73, Chuck, we got you down for B for the main, and we're going to let you pass on the alternate there. I don't know if he's here or not, but we got him in his customary 10 spot, K5CFY. Mr. Ray, are you out there? All right, he may have already gone to bed there, so we'll say 73 to you, Mr. Ray, if you're still listening. Give old Fred a scratch on the ears there. Let's go down to Shannon, QC5, Real Big Guns, my good friend. How you doing?
Hey, Dustin, QC5, RBG. And you already know my trivia answers. I've been taking long naps all day. Eyes still bugging me, watering real bad, and all that good, happy garbage. And so hopefully tomorrow it'll all be better. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, but we'll see. Roads are still bad. It's going to freeze. Probably tonight some more. Whatever the sun has melted, I'm sure it's going to freeze again. So there you go. I'll let you get in the list there. You got a pretty good size one. And just as you were asking for trivia questions, there was someone trying to check in from California. So just let you know that. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Real Big Guns. God bless, and 73. Back to Net Control.
All right there, Shannon. We're glad you've been napping, and I hope your eyes are starting to feel better. And I've got your Instagram. It's the Great State of Oklahoma. And that station trying to check into California was RevTev, K6TJV, and I've got them down there on the list. So no worries there. We're going to say 73 for now. Have a great evening, and stay safe if you end up having to go out there again anytime soon. Let's go talk to Eddie, W3ETD. What's going on in Annapolis?
Yeah, hi, Gustin. Like Lucy, just two times in one day. So, I spent the last week or so going through all my junk, as my wife calls it, looking for something that I knew that I put it into a place where I remember where it was. And you know, obviously, I had forgotten where that place was. So, I could not find it. I went through everything, you know, all the hiding places that I normally have for things that I want to remember where they are and then forget where they are. I did find one thing that I was looking for, though. I was looking for a power supply about a couple of months ago for a Mac Mini that I had, and I could not find it. I went through everything, just like I did this past week. And I could not find that power supply anywhere, so I had to go ahead and buy another one from eBay. And I bought another one, and now I found the original one. And the wife is always laughing at me because she said, you know, you didn't lose it. It's here somewhere, and you just have to look for it hard enough, or don't look for it, and then you'll find it. So that's the right thing to do. Don't look for it, and then you'll find it. Anyway, as far as trivia goes, I'm going to go with B for the main and A for the alternate trivia. And I agree with Chuck. I think that the Eiffel Tower probably was a good one there. And A, the alternate trivia question, because I remember if Washington was smiling on that nomination. So anyway, I'll go with A, B and A, B for the main and A for the alternate. And turn it back to you there, Dustin. W3TV, back to that.
All right, you ready? Well, I'll tell you, I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached sometimes. Hi. So don't feel bad about losing things and not being able to find them. But we get you down for Bravo and Alpha. We're going to say 73, and we'll catch you on down the log. Let's go to Taco Tim now, KI5TAT. Take it away.
Good afternoon. This is about the second time I've been talking to you guys. Let's get the trivia question out of the way. Main trivia, I think, is going to be... I'm going to make it A, and for the alternate trivia, well, wait a minute, let me go back. Main trivia is going to be C, alternate is going to be A. Let's do it that way. Main trivia, C, alternate, A. And, well, all I'm going to say is I'll take it easy on the warm side of the door tonight. And you all take care. This is KI5TAQ.
All right there, Tim. Will you stay on the warm side of the door? We'll say 73 and get you down for C and A. Let's jump on over to Jeremy at KZRY. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Dustin and everybody on the net. This is KZRY, Jeremy here in Ashland. I'm doing pretty okay tonight. Had a very interesting day at work, and things didn't turn out too good. But other than that, it was an okay day. I'm going to go ahead and give my trivia. For main trivia, I'm going to go B, the R4. And for the alt, I'm going to go A, it was an unfinished fortress. But with that, I'll say 73s, and stick it out. This is KE8ZRY, pass the back door net control.
All right there, Jeremy, we'll say 73 to you, and we'll catch you on and down the log. We're going to go down here to Bob now, KE8LYJ. Good evening, how are you?
Hey, good evening, Dustin. This is KA8LYJ. I'm just hanging out. Had a pretty productive day today. I was able to get the stuff I was going to have to go outside. Moved remotely. So, yay that. I will be emerging tomorrow to go to the club meeting with N8XTD in tow. But, yeah, the weather's supposed to improve enough to at least be tolerable by that time. As for the trivia, I am going to go Bravo for the main and Alpha for the backup, although I wish to heck I could say Delta on the backup because that's just hilarious. But we'll stick with Alpha. And I'm turning it back to you, KA8LYJ. All right there, Bob. We're looking forward to seeing you at the meeting tomorrow. We'll definitely be there. We've got the day off, got some things to do, but we'll be good to go by club meeting time. So we'll stay 73, stay warm, and have a great rest of your evening. Let's go over to Kelly, KC0LRM. Boy, I forget where you said you were going to be. Somewhere in Kansas tonight, right?
Forgive me, Dustin. Yeah, I'm in Wichita tonight. It's 4 degrees, and if Ms. Nancy's listening, I wasn't trying not to talk to her. I was trying to talk to her using NetLogger. That didn't work too good, so I figured out what I was doing wrong. I had a senior moment there. Yeah, I'm up here for the weekend, and it's good and cold, and we're definitely staying indoors. So you're my answers. I'm going to go Alpha and Alpha today, and with that, I'll get it back to you, and you get on down the list there. Everybody have a good evening, and be safe. Thank you.
All right, Kelly. Well, I'm glad you made your travels there safe. We've got you down for double A's this evening, and we'll stay 73 again. Have a great rest of your evening, and we'll look forward to catching you soon. Let's go over to Uncle Fred on the north. UFT, how you doing?
Okay, I'm here after the pause for station identification. Yeah, boy, it's nothing worse than getting the urge for a nice cold beer and opening up, and God, it smells like a skunk, you know? Tastes terrible. Sometimes you put salt in it, you might kill that awful taste, and sometimes not. Okay, in any event, now the serious stuff. Trivia Bravo and Alpha. DNA. And we've got 14 degrees here on the north side. That's about it for now, Dustin. KQFT, back over to you.
All right there, Uncle Fred, we got you down for B and A, and yeah, it's pretty cold here on the west-southwest corner, too, so we'll say 73, you have a great night, and we'll catch you again soon. KU0KBW, evening, Brad. Sorry I didn't get you on the list earlier. I don't know why. I just forgot, so take it away.
Good evening, Dustin, and everyone else on the net. No worries about it. It happens. I'll go through a list during the net and forget to go back to somebody for their comments and start taking check-ins and be in the middle of getting ready to take new check-ins and I'll come back on, but, well, wait a minute, I forgot to get comments from this person. So, it happens. But I'm going to go with I Fell Like a Tower, and that the portrait wasn't finished. Those are my answers. I can't remember the letters for those. It might be AA. Okay. But I don't remember what the letters were for sure. So I Fell Like a Tower, and the portrait wasn't finished. Sounds like a problematic day. Anyhow, and 14 degrees, it's awfully balmy. We're at two below now. We're bouncing around between 0 and 2 below. Like I said prior to the pre-show, it's supposed to be down around 10 below potentially tonight with wind chills of 20 to 25 below. So looking forward to the weekend, be above freezing for the first time in 113 hours. And then next week, we're talking about daytime highs near 60 with overnight lows above freezing. So once that happens, we'll have 4 hours of falling. K0KW, back to you, Dustin. Also, just from my own thought, I was trying to look up Kelly's call sign. I can't, I must have missed her the prefix. What's his call again?
His call sign there is KC0LRM, Kilo Charlie 0, Lima Romeo Mike. That's Kelly's call there, Brad. But great to have you out there. I think the answers you're looking for the trivia were Bravo and Alpha, so I got you down there. And, man, you can keep that cold. We had it the other day, and I don't want any more of it. So we're going to say 73 to you for now, and have yourself a great evening. And we're going to go over here to 888C. Craig, how you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing just fine. As I said earlier, it's hard to believe that, you know, when it gets up to 20 degrees, 21 degrees, and we're used to the twos and the threes, it almost seems tolerable. Just getting back to the trivia questions, I'm going to go with Bravo and Alpha, B-A. I don't know that I'll make it to the answers, but if I do, if not, I don't know if you're, no, you're not. I was going to say on the barometer net, but that's okay. Take care. Thank you for all that you do. Have a good evening to all the people that are out there listening. Thank you for making this net what it is. So with that, back to you in 73s.
All right, Craig, well, thanks for joining us, and I'll tell you what, I have an early doctor's appointment, or, well, eye doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I'll be up at barometer net time, so I may be in there to give it to you. If not, I'm sure one of the other crew might, or if you feel free to ask, I'm sure somebody is listening that will be there. But Craig will say 73, have a great night, and hopefully maybe we'll even see you at the meeting tomorrow night. Next on my list here is going to be N-A-I-Y-A, Stephen, how are you?
Evening, how are you doing? This is N-8-I-Y-A. This is the first time on the barometer net or the net here. Don't know what to think of it yet. I like the participation. That's a lot of people that sticked in. That's impressive. Not doing much of anything. The trivia questions I'm going to answer B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha. At the Eiffel Tower, and unfinished painting. Been very quiet. It's been cold up here. It's been down in the signal digits almost all day. It's really about it. Interested in hearing what everybody does and do, and enjoy yourselves. Thank you for letting me in. N-8-I-Y-A, back to you.
All right there. Well, Stephen, we got you up for Bravo and Alpha, and we really appreciate you stopping by here. Let me be the first to welcome you to the Beacon Net. We do this every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We start taking pre-checks at 9:30, and we have a couple of trivia questions. It's always a good time, and it's all in good fun. So we appreciate you being here. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back and visit. Like I said, we do this every Sunday and Wednesday, and we
couldn't do it without all that wonderful check-ins all over the country. So we'll say 73T, and next on the list here is going to be KQ4CCO, Richard over in South Carolina. How you doing? Uh-oh, let's try that one more time. KQ4CCO, Richard, are you still there?
I am. KQ4CCO. Sorry, I had a phone call. I'm in South Carolina, originally from West Virginia, and just got NetLogger up and running and just looking for a net to check into and with trivia questions. It's a balmy 34 here, and I guess that seems pretty warm to you guys, but thanks for the net, and 73.
All right there. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here. And come back and join us anytime. We're here every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll say 73T for now, and that's going to bring me over to Northern Mark, KC8FQV. What do you know?
All right, KC8FQV. I'm going to say the main tribute is Eiffel Tower. And an A is the alternative. I'm painted, so DA. Main is D, alternative is A. And everything else went good today. Pretty well did all my little things I do, or big things, however you want to say it. Although I didn't get my one thing I was going to look at this morning at 7 when we were doing the barometer net. But I can look at other places. So,
we'll send it back to net, Dustin, KCFQV. All right there, Mark. Well, we'll say 73T, and you certainly get around to all the nets. You get down for Bravo and Alpha. This next one here, we're going to talk to Jason, 9 Zulu 4 Juliet Delta Bravo. Good evening. Take it away.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, that's for sure. The name here is Jason, and it's very nice to check into the network tonight from Trinidad, West Indies. Yeah, I hear you guys talking about the temperature, where you guys are at, and the single digits. So, this morning, we had a temperature of 33 to 34 degrees Celsius, and tonight, it's 78 degrees Celsius in a control.
All right there, Jason. Well, very good to have you here with us on the Beacon Net tonight. We're happy to have you anytime, and you're sounding really good there. Did you have anything else for us this evening?
You have to repeat that. I did not get all of that. Can you say again? Over.
All right there, Jason. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Can you say that one more time?
Was that I did not get your last question yet, but I am listening. I will listen out on the network. I understand that it's a trivia night. You asked a question, and I will listen and try to follow how your network is done there. So with no further traffic from me, I would like to wish everyone on the network a very good night. It's 11 in the night here in Trinidad, and to all operators on the network and to unit control, have a good night, and 73 from 904 Juliet Delta Bravo. Over.
All right, very good there, Jason, and we really appreciate you joining us from that part of the world. I haven't talked to many people from there, so you know what, we're going to give a reread of our trivia questions here anyway, so we'll say 73 to you for now, and we got Alaska Mike here on deck. Before we do that, let's get a refresher on our trivia, starting with WHRF. Josh, go ahead.
WHRF. All right, tonight's main trivia. This structure was originally permitted to stand for only 20 years, but it was kept due to its usefulness, including its use for radio telegraphy. Which structure is it? Your options are Alpha, the Crystal Palace. The Crystal Palace, built in 1851. Bravo, the Eiffel Tower, built in 1889. Again, the Eiffel Tower. Charlie, the Space Needle, built in 1962. Again, the Space Needle. Or Delta, the London Eye, built in 2000. Again, that's the London Eye. Those are your options, and that's main trivia. Back to you, Gus. WHRS.
All right, let's get a reread here on the alternate for Miss Lucy K. YUK. Take it away.
KDA-DCC, K-E-8-Y-K, with the all-trivia reread. What is interesting about the portrait of George Washington on the $1 bill? A, the original portrait was unfinished. B, he wasn't wearing whiskers. C, it was originally meant to be his wife. Or D, Colonel Cornwallis being created the original out of popsicle sticks. What is interesting about the portrait of George Washington on the $1 bill? A, the original portrait was unfinished. B, he wasn't wearing his dentures. It was originally meant to be his wife, or D, Colonel Cornwallis being created the original out of popsicle sticks. Back to you.
All right, thanks so much there, Miss Lucy. We really appreciate it. We'll say 73 to you. And we're going to go on down here now and talk to a voice I haven't heard in a very long time. KL7 Frozen Radio, Alaska Mike. How you doing, my friend?
Well, hello, Dustin and the Beacon Net. Here is KL7 Frozen Radio in Willow, Alaska, where it's right around 31 degrees. I guess it's a little warmer here than a lot of places down the lower 48, so hope y'all stay warm, but you can keep that Alaska weather down there. Doesn't bother me none. Great to hear Miss Nancy, the Oz, calling the pre-show. I haven't talked to her in a while. I haven't been on the Beacon Net in a while either. Been kind of busy this winter. Got some projects and haven't been playing a lot of radio, but glad I could get in here. And I got a story for you, Dustin, for the Sasquatch. A couple months ago, my old Ford truck transmission took a dump, and I had a neighbor that had a Ford Expedition for sale at a reasonable price, so I purchased that, and the plates on it were Squatchy, S-Q-T-C-H-Y, and I asked him, I said, oh, you want your personal plates back? And he said, ah, if you don't want them. I said, what does that mean, Squatchy? He said, no, it's Squatchy. Me and my wife are Bigfoot fans, so they named their Ford Expedition Sasquatch Squatchy. So I left them plates on. I got to get him to fill out the release for those personal plates. But I've been driving the Squatchy around lately. Good winter car. Yeah. Anyway, as far as the trivia goes, I'm going to guess Beacon and Beacon. I mean, Bravo, Bravo. I think it's B&B. I don't know if it's right or not, but always fun to play the trivia. Good to get back in here on the Beacon Net and hear some old familiar voices and some new ones I haven't heard. And sorry I ain't been around in a while, but I'll try to get back in on the Beacon Net more regularly. Anyway, great to hear y'all. Hope y'all have a great rest of your week. And stay warm if it's cold. Stay dry if it's wet. And stay happy either way. Good to hear y'all, my friends. 73 KL7 Frozen Radio, back in that control.
Well, Mike, I've got to say, it's so great to hear you, my friend. It has been such a long time there, and I'm glad that things are well, and you just had a busy winter, and you might have to send me some pictures of what Squatchy Alaskan place look like there. Hi. So don't be a stranger, my friend. I got you down for double Bs there, and you know what? We're staying happy all the time here. And we're going to say 73 to you. Great to hear you, and I hope to hear you. And now I'm going to go to the land of snow and maple syrup and talk to my good friend Andy, 88MO. What do you know? don't know, Dustin. I heard Steve and Mark came through 1-5, so I don't know what happened, but it's working now, whatever the problem was, it's fixed now. So I'm going to go with Mike's lead and choose Bravo and Bravo for the trivia. And since I am going to 39, I'll keep it short in case I'm noisy. KDADCC, this is AZ8. All right there, Andy. Well, you made it through. You did have some noise with you, but you did make it through, so I got you down for double Bs. And great to hear you, and sorry I didn't hear you earlier. I don't know what was going on, but yeah, I got you on there. So we'll say 73, and we're going to go all the way over to California now and talk to another good friend of the net, T6KJV, Rev Kev. Good evening. How you doing? So, how close are you?
Well, thank you very much, sir, Dustin, for the handoff. Hello to you and everybody else on the net, the rest of the crew, and the youngins. And nice to talk to y'all. It's been a while. Me and the missus have been kind of laid up with the flu for the last couple of weeks, but now we're on the downhill side of it, so it's able to do a little bit more talking now. So, with that, I'll get right into the trivia. I think maybe D for the primary and D for the alter. Maybe I'll switch it around. Oh, there you go. Double Ds. Delta and Delta. Because you can't go wrong with Cornwaldo beans. There you go. God bless, 73. And back to you, Dustin, from K6KJV. The mic is yours, sir.
K6KGD, Kevin, it's great to hear you out there tonight for sure. It's been a while, and you get you up for double Ds as usual. She can't go wrong with Cornwaldo Ds. I'm glad to hear that you're getting to feel better, and I hope you feel even better, and I hope to hear you again down the log real soon. That's going to bring me on over to Mike now, WB9YPA. How you doing?
Hey, excellent, Dustin. Thank you for letting me jump into the net, and I don't have a lot to add other than I want to welcome somebody to the local repeater here in South Bend, the 220 repeater, and that would be Todd, and his call is Whiskey 9 Tango Whiskey Lima, so I was very happy to hear a new addition to the local area here up in South Bend on this on the repeater here that we're linked into this net with. So anyway, very good, and I want to say greetings to everyone here on the net. So very good. That's about all I have, Dustin. So back to net control, WB9YPA, South Bend.
Where you go? Did you want to take a quick guess at our trivia answers there?
No, I'm stumped. I would, but I wasn't paying attention to the questions. I guess if you want to repeat them, I guess you could, but I don't want to tie up everybody for that.
All right, Mike, we'll let you pass for now because we just reread them a second ago, so when we reread them again, we'll come back up to you. But we'll say 73 for now, and Mike's the bottom of the list. This is KDEPC with the Beacon Net. I'm looking for some more check-ins. Please call now.
Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Delta Mike checking in.
We'll take them one at a time. program. That's a good one. VA3YDM. Doug, it looks like over in Ontario. How you doing?
Yeah, VA3YDM. Yeah, I'm doing fine tonight. I kind of just stumbled onto you guys cruising through all the All-Star nodes and saw this one was quite active, so I jumped on to see what it was, and there you were.
Well, welcome to BeaconNet. We're here every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's always a fun time. We have a couple of trivia questions and see what everybody's up to and all that good stuff. So how you doing tonight? Did you hear our trivia questions? Would you like to take a shot at them?
Yeah, actually, I did hear the questions. I'll go with a Bravo and an Alpha.
All right, very good that we've got you down for Bravo and Alpha for the trivia there. And I've got one more question. What's the weather like up there in Ontario?
Well, believe it or not, it's actually starting to improve. It's been really cold lately, and we've had a lot of snow. Now we're kind of clearing up a little bit and getting a chance to hopefully get ahead of some of the snowbanks. You know, now they're high enough you can't see past them, and when you come to an intersection, you just got to pull out and pray. But, yeah, it's not too bad, relatively speaking, I guess. Depends on what you're kind of used to. But we haven't seen anything in around the freezing mark in a few days, that's for sure. Looks like we're going to get above freezing later on this week, though.
All right, very good there, Doug. Yeah, it looks like it's 14 and cloudy here in beautiful northeast Ohio right now. So there you go. Do you have anything else for the net tonight?
No, actually, that would be it. It sounds like you're running about the same kind of temperature as we are here. I think it probably would be in that range. I actually haven't thought about it too much. I don't like thinking about being cold. So I have to go outside one more time to walk the dog, and that's coming up in a few minutes. But that's the name of the game, I guess. You got to go out there and freeze your ass for your dog, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, though, I've got a dog run out the back door, so when it gets cold, I just open the door and tell her, go on out. And then she comes back and she's ready. That way I don't got to do that. I just got to open the door and be cold for a second, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, with our little guy, the snow is high enough he can't go in the backyard right now. We did shovel him off a spot, and he reluctantly goes out there. He much prefers to go for a walk, and he'll push it as far as he can to get that walk in.
Guy, hopefully you get rid of some of that snow and he'll be a little happier.
Yeah, well, I think anywhere that it hasn't drifted or being plowed or anything, it's only probably, I'm going to say a little over a foot deep, but between the wind and then snow plows and all the rest of that stuff, that's how we have so much of it. It's, built up along the curb and all that kind of stuff. They keep pushing it back and pushing it back, and you get this huge mound out in front.
Well, absolutely. I know how that goes. We've been fortunate it all melted away in this current storm. We don't have huge piles all over just at the end of the street.
Well, I hear in the city of Toronto they're going to start using dump trucks to haul it away because they just have no place to put it. And that's going to be an expensive undertaking to bring in a backhoe and a dump truck and remove the snowbanks. But that's the only choice they have. They got no place.
Sounds like quite the undertaking. Expensive. Lots of fuel and manpower, but I guess you gotta do what you gotta do when you get that much snow. But anyway, Doug, with that, I'm gonna turn it back over to you one more time, and we're gonna see if we can catch a couple more before we go up and talk to the net control team. So we'll turn it back over to you one more time, my friend.
Well, Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so, with all that snow, I'm hoping to not see it again like this. This is the worst we've had in, I think they say, at least 4 years. So hopefully it doesn't happen again. So anyway, I'll send along 7-3. This is Vector Alpha 3, Yankee Delta Mike, returning back to Net Patrol.
Doug, we'll say 73 and come back and join us again. Like I said, we're here every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the Beacon Net. So 73 and we'll catch you down the log. This is DDDTC with the Beacon Net. I'm at the bottom of the list and I'm looking for some more check-ins. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go talk to the net control team. Let's start here at the top. KD SLG was in and out. That brings me to Nick at Night, KDQKO. Nick at Night, how you doing?
Oh, good evening, Dustin. This is KDQKO, and good evening to everybody on that. I'm doing pretty well. I got home yesterday. It looks like, went down to visit some family in North Carolina and Charlotte. And, got drove back yesterday and kind of unpacking and unlocking and finishing out my work week. Like you, I also have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I have to go to the dentist, and hopefully that goes well. We'll see. Yeah, it's usually pretty good. I'm hoping I'll have to, find some other cavity again or something that we have to fill. Anyway, with that, Dustin, I'll pass it back to you. This is KDHTK. Oh. My trivia answers, I forgot that. That's going to be Bravo and Alpha for my trivia. But anyway, back to you, Dustin. KDQK.
All right there, Nick. Well, good luck there at the dentist. Actually, I went to the dentist last Thursday, and they took 3 teeth out of the bottom of my mouth there, so that's how my dentist appointment went. So I go back in a few weeks to get that all checked out and good. But we'll say 73. We got you off of Bravo and Alpha, and good to have you back. Let's go on down here to KI5 DAY all day long because we're contractually obligated to. Alan and Larry, are you guys there? Oh, they might still be on the phone there. Let's see if the Oz is around. KI5 OZZ, Miss Nancy, the master of the pre-show this evening. Are you out there still?
KADPC, this is KI5OZZ. Good evening to you and the rest of the Beacon netizens, or the Beaconeers, I guess that we're called. Cold day here in Peggs, Oklahoma, and going to be cold tonight for sure. So staying on the warm side of the door, that is absolutely the ticket. I'm going to go with A and B, respectively, for the main and alternate trivias. And that's about all I got. Great to make the trifecta today on the Barometer Net, the Boredom Breaker, and now the Beacon Net. So good to hear you again, Dustin, and I'll turn it back over to you. KI5OZZ 73.
All right, Miss Nancy, and thanks again for doing the guest pre-show thing. We really appreciate it there, because just Nick is still out of commission. So we'll say 73. We got Sean for Alpha and Bravo there. Let's see. Before we go down here, we're going to try Alan one more time. KI5GAY, you out there? All right, nothing heard. Let's go to Miss Lucy. Just give me your main trivia answer real quick.
Hi, everybody. Dustin, I'm going to abstain from the main. I'm passing it back, Dave, because I'm happy. Okay, cool. Back to you, Dustin.
All right, very good there. Let's go up here to WHRF. Josh, give us your comments, and then go ahead and give us the trivia answer.
KDQK.net. W8HRF, Lucy's abstaining because this trivia question was definitely not her idea. It was no inspiration at all. Nope. I came up with it on my own. Anyways, man, pretty weak so far. Internet last Saturday. That was, and I don't remember too much else. I don't know. PC system busy at work and after work, but looking forward to the meeting tomorrow. That is for sure. Man, went up and visited the Norris Club. They had their meeting on Tuesday. Got to talk to them. That was a lot of fun. And visited the T-Cars the week before. Got a lot of ham radio stuff going on this week, last 2 weeks. But, yeah, looking forward to the club meeting tomorrow. We're going to make it to Nueva Costa on 5:30. We'll head over to the meeting afterwards, and that starts at 7, so that'll be an awesome time. And looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the BeaconNet control team there, Dustin. And, talking about teeth, my father-in-law is about to have a root canal. It must be the, February must be the tooth drilling month. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I'll go ahead and let this drop and read the main trivia. W8HRF returning. Tonight's main trivia question was, this structure was originally permitted to stand for only 20 years, but was kept due to its usefulness, including its use for radio telegraphy. Which structure is this? Your options were Alpha, the Crystal Palace, Bravo, the Eiffel Tower, Charlie, the Space Needle, or Delta, the London Eye. The answer, which most people got, was Bravo, the Eiffel Tower. Most of these structures were created for things like the World's Fair. The Eiffel Tower was created for the World's Fair. The Space Needle was created for the 1952 World's Fair. Crystal Palace was for something called the Great Exhibition in 1851, and the London Eye was for the Millennia celebrations. Anyways, the Eiffel Tower had a permit to stand for just 20 years. It was supposed to be dismantled in 1909. The city had planned to tear it down, but the tower proved valuable for many innovations in the early 20th century, particularly for radio telegraphy. It was allowed to remain after the permit expired. At the outbreak of World War I, a radio transmitter located, this is just other fun facts, radio-related facts about the Eiffel Tower. After World War I broke out, a radio transmitter located in that tower jammed German radio communications, seriously hindering their advance on Paris and contributing to the Allied victory at the First Battle of Marne. And throughout the war, the tower's wireless station played a crucial role in intercepting enemy communications from Berlin. And a side note, radio broadcast duty was actually built in the observation level of the Space Needle in 1963, but the needle was never intended to be a temporary structure, however. So, anyway, that was your main trivia, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night. KDADPC, W8HRF. Thanks, Dustin.
All right there, Josh. Looking forward to seeing y'all at the meeting tomorrow. I can't wait. It'll be a good time there. We're probably not going to make dinner because I want stuffed crust pizza, but we'll be at the meeting for sure. Let's go down here now to Miss Lucy Key, YEK. Give us your comments and let it drop and give us the alternate trivia answer.
Good evening, Dustin and the Net Key, YEK here. It was a pretty calm day. Betty and I stayed home. We baked her cake. She tried to eat the icing with her face at least once, and she tried to eat the cake with her face once. That's not counting the time she would grab or use tools to try to grab pieces or snippets of said cake or ice. So she was hugely entertained. But any time that I did have icing on some sort of instrument when I was done using it, I would give it to her, and she would always go, "You can, Mama," and it was the best part of my day. It was so cute, and she was so happy. Maybe a little sugar high, but it was fun. We baked the cake. They were the lumpiest looking cakes I ever have done. Not a blue ribbon winner anywhere, but taste-wise, it's okay. And like one of my friends said when I sent her pictures, icing hides everything. So I will now be dressing in icing for the rest of my life. Anyway, cake turned out well. Read books, stayed inside.
our neighbor very, very kindly and generously brought over dinner for us, which wasn't super necessary. I'm still pretty capable, but it was very nice to not have to worry about it. So I was grateful for it regardless. And it was really good also, so that's also a benefit. Otherwise it's been a pretty calm day. I've kind of convinced myself to do my hobbies, and it's hard to make myself do it. But that's about it. We'll see you guys at the meeting. I'm going to let it drop, and I'll plug in your alternate trivia and the alternate trivia answer. KEYK returning. All right. Alternate trivia for tonight. What is interesting about the portrait of the George Washington, the portrait of George Washington on the $1 bill? A, the original portrait wasn't finished. B, he wasn't wearing his dentures. C, it was originally meant to be his wife. Or D, Colonel Cornwallis being created the original out of popsicle sticks. The answer is A, even though I really wish it was D. Gilbert Stuart, who lived from 1755 to 1828, painted over 1,000 portraits, including the first 6 U.S. presidents. Some of his portraits have been used on postage stamps. Unfortunately, he never completed or delivered Washington's portrait to But after Washington died, Gilbert cashed in on Washington's fame anyway. He made 130 copies of the painting and sold them for $100 each. Washington did wear dentures, but he had a lovely wife, so I doubt she was the original model for her husband's portrait. That's it for all trivia. Have a good night, everybody. God bless. Back to you, Dustin.
All right. Thanks so much there, Lucy. We appreciate you doing it, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the meeting there, too. We're going to say 73. This is KDEDPC with the Beacon Net. We're at the bottom of the list, and we're looking for some more check-ins. Please call now.
KCFQ, what were the letters for the answers to the two trivias, KCFQ?
All right there, Mark, you got your answers down. Bravo and Alpha, they were the answers. All right, we're at the bottom of the list again here. We're looking for some more check-ins. Please call now. All right, this is the last and final call for check-ins for the Beacon Net. Please call now. All right, nothing else heard. On behalf of the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association, myself and the Beacon Net crew, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for checking in with us this evening. Come and join us on the next edition of the Beacon Net, Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the WAWKY repeater 147.390, the positive offset and PL tone of 114.8, All-Star Node 48496, and Echolink WAWKY-R. Also, don't forget to check out the Barometer Net every morning at 7 a.m. except for Sunday here on the WAWKY repeater. Don't forget to visit our friends over on the N5X Cable Boreal Board and Breaker Net every day at noon Central Time, and that's on All-Star Node 49562 and Echolink N5XQK-R. You've been listening to the Beacon Net. This is KEDPC. I'm returning the repeater to normal amateur use at this time, and I will be clear. 73L.
Thanks for the clarification on that call sign earlier, Justin. I was missing the second letter in the prefix, so appreciate it. Have a good evening and stay warm. K0KDW, Southwest Missouri, or it's 4 below.
Don't send that cold my way, Brad. I'll send it right back. KDDPC 73.
K82FD, KL7. Mike, are you still out there?
K-E-8-F-Q-T, K-L-7-F-R, I was just about to holler out for you, Fred. Just waiting for the net to wrap up. Yeah, I saw that discussion in the blue screen about warm beer and green beer, and oh man, that brought back memories. I lived in Missouri for a year, and we used to drive around with beer in the back of our car when it was 90, 100 degrees, and we were used to drinking warm beer. I don't care much for warm beer, but I'll drink it if that's the only game. But when you mentioned that green beer, oh man, in 1980, I came up to Alaska on my vacation, my fishing trip. I'm still on vacation. I don't know if it's a world record, but I've been on vacation for almost 45 years now. But I got me a job in the Forest Service. I was working at Portage Glacier, south of Anchorage, and the nearest liquor store was called the Little Dipper. That was at Girdwood. It was about 15 miles away, and it was a little Texaco station with a liquor store. Now it's a big strip mall, but it was the only game in town back then. There was nothing around in 1980, and that's where we'd go for our beer, and they had a truckload of old Milwaukee out behind the liquor store, semi-trailer full. It was $1.99 a six-pack, so we'd always load up on that old Milwaukee. And it was not too bad at the beginning of the summer. I'm going to pause for a reset so I don't time out here. AL7FR returning. Yeah, I'd say by end of August, early July, that beer had been hot and cold so many times it started getting green, and man, it didn't bother me so much that it was getting skunky green flavor, but the after effect, man, the next morning, severe stomach distress, gas and liquids coming out of both ends, and a hangover a headache to kill a horse. Man, it was old Milwaukee. I wasn't a big fan of old Milwaukee to begin with, but when that beer got green, I preferred to stick to mixed drinks at night. There was like 10 of us living in the spike camp there, Forest Service spike camp. One night I came back, I'd been working a long day. I think it was a road washout or something, and I thought, well, I'll just have one of those green beers. And I had one can of that green old Milwaukee. And sure enough, the next morning, I was blowing it out both ends, and headaches to kill a horse. Man, that was the worst green beer in the world, that old Milwaukee. And I thought I learned my lesson, but 20 years later, I went down to Missouri when my dad passed away. And right after his funeral, we were having like a reception at the house, and my little niece, she must have been about 5 or 6 at the time, she came up to me and said, "Uncle Mike, I got to show you Grandpa's stash." She said he didn't want nobody to know where it was, but since he's gone and you're the drinkingest guy I know, I'll show you. So she took me by the hand out to the creek, and she turned over this little plywood board, and there was like 3-4 cans of Budweiser there, and a couple bottles of Corona. And the creek had dried up, so they weren't laying in the cold water. They'd been laying under this board for who knows how long, but I thought that was pretty cool. So I grabbed that bottle of Corona, opened it up, green beer. Smelled that skunk smell right away. Corona ain't pasteurized, so it gets rotten easy. But I drank it anyway. Oh, no, I timed out my node radio, so I've been bucket mouth. Yeah, I got the same effect from that one bottle of Corona, man. Sick as a dog, and kill a horse. Now I tried to avoid green beer. I like to stick to Kentucky bourbon. Hard to beat Kentucky bourbon. I hope Clermont didn't get flooded out. That's where my favorite Knob Creek comes from. It's made by Jim Beam, but I think that's all in Clermont, south of Louisville. I was going to tell you another story about Portage, but now I forgot. Oh, maybe something about the ice lasting for days in the cooler, yeah. We'd go get glacier ice out of the lake. Man, that 10,000-year-old ice would melt slow. You'd fill up a cooler of glacier ice, and it'd last for days. Anyway, I try to avoid green beer now. But I saw your comments in blue screen, and I had to comment on that. Anyway, how you doing, Fred? And Hope you got something better than green warm beer to drink. KE8FTKL7FR.
Oh, no, Mike. It was a fresh six-pack of Miller Lite, and I usually don't have this problem with Miller Lite. Just one of them things, you know. It's through many years of beer drinking. I know more about beer drinking than I do about ham radio. But after many years of beer drinking, you know what I'm talking about, that skunky smell and taste, and it only calls from like a beer ship call. Then they put it in the store somewhere. You know, they store it and let it get warm. And then they put it back in the refrigerator, or, you know, back in the fridge. Man, it tastes terrible. Let me break for a second here. I remember when Dustin's dad graduated from high school. Of course, Dustin wasn't around yet. But we had my niece and her husband hosted a party for Dustin's father. Tim just graduated from high school. And back then, there was actually a period of time where Ohio said, well, okay, we'll let them drink beer at 18. And this was the regular strength beer. And they had some Genesee, they had what they had called a Genesee beer bowl, something like a keg, not quite as big. They had a lot of beer in it. It was hot. You never iced it down. You drank that stuff, and oh my God, the next day, Mike, I was sick. No, never again will I do that. And Genesee had that. Genesee is not exactly the cream of the crop, but oh, what the heck. Many, many beer stories. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Mike. KE8QFT back to KL7FR.
All right, Fred. I remember those party bottles and mini kegs, like a plastic bottle, 5 gallon. I think I had Genesee and a few different varieties of those. And, you know, I always liked Genesee cream ale in the bottle. I don't know if they even make it anymore. I haven't seen that in 30 or 40 years. I don't know if I've ever seen it up here, but that seemed a little sweet, but it was pretty good. I liked the Genesee cream ale. And, those party balls, I haven't seen those in years. I don't know if they even make those anymore. I don't know. I think if you're 18 years old and you can enlist in the military and go die for your country, you should be able to park your butt on any bar stool or walk into any liquor store in the country and buy a beer. I mean, damn, you can give your life for your country. I think we've got some screwed up regulations on things, especially when I was young. It was 19 in Minnesota, so we'd run to Wisconsin because it was 18 there. Then I moved to Missouri before I was still 17, but it was easy to get fake IDs. And Missouri had 21 drinking age, but across the river in Kansas it was 18 for 3-2 beer. Then we went down to Arkansas, and Arkansas was 21, but you go across state line. This is in the 70s. going across the state line into Oklahoma, and females that were 18 could buy anything, beer, wine, hard liquor, you name it. But a male, when you're 18, you could buy beer and wine, but you could not buy no hard spirits until you're 21, which was kind of strange. That sounds like sex discrimination, but all that's changed. I think it's 21 nationwide now. I don't agree with that. They either need to raise the draft age or lower the drinking age or something. I think they need to adjust a bunch of the ages. I think the driving age is a little too low on getting permits, too. I think you need to start them driving at 17. And then when they turn 18, you're full of... Oh, I timed out again. I say when you're 18, you're full adult. You should go do whatever you want and pay the price for the consequences if you make bad mistakes. But I think we're coddling kids too much and at the same time holding them back. I think we need to revise our thinking on some of those things there. Anyway, great to hear you, Fred. KL7FR.
Yeah, Mike, and thing about it is now, even the military, they go by the the age limit of the state that the base or the post is located in. Right before I got out in 89, the rule was that they had to go by the state, you know, what the drinking age was in the state that the post was located. And they had a problem because in Maryland, the drinking age was 21. But in Georgetown, D.C., Washington, D.C., the drinking age was 18. So they had all the young kids going driving from Fort Ritchie to Washington, maybe about 70 miles or so. And we had a sergeant major that was concerned about that and said, you know, just let them drink on post. But they couldn't do it. In any event, nice talking to you, Mike. I have an appointment in the, well, rather a friend of mine has an appointment tomorrow morning, a medical thing, and I volunteered to get her there, so I got to hang it up about now, and I said, thanks for giving me that story, and say 73 for now. KEAQFT, back to you, Mike.
KE8QFT, KL7FR. Always good to talk to you, Uncle Fred. Makes my day. I think we're on the same page on a lot of things, and it's always interesting. And hey, I got to bend your ears about some of these team names. I know football season's over, but I know baseball season's firing up, and I don't like it, but changing names. I hope they change some sports names back. But anyway, that's a conversation for a different afternet. Always good to talk to you, Fred. Get some good shut-eye, and hope your day is successful tomorrow, and hope to catch you again on the radio. Always a good time. 73, my friend, KL7FR.
KEQFT, we're clear.
KL7FR, KE7LSU, Tommy in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
KE7LSU, KL7FR, wow, long time, Tommy. How you been doing? Is it wintry there in Wyoming? Seems like it's wintry everywhere else in the lower 48. We're in early spring up here, but I don't care. Anyway, great to hear you, my friend. What you been up to? KL7FR.
How's it going, brother? Yeah, it's been a long time. I've literally been off the radio for a while. Got a lot of things going on in my world. Good things. Got married. Let's see. Yeah, it's still winter up here. You know, it's Wyoming, bipolar. What can I tell you? But, life is good. Work is good. That's about it. I've been off the radio for a spell and then just scrolling tonight and saw your number come up there and I was like, hot diggity. I gotta reach out to an old brother of mine. How you doing, my friend?
All right, Tommy. Well, good to hear you, man. It's been a while, all right. And I haven't been off the radio, but I've severely limited my net participation. Got, like you were saying, got a lot of other things going on in life. I can get married. I got me a new girlfriend now, though, so that's been taking up some of my time. And then I bought this old Caterpillar loader. That's a project. I haven't done much on it for a couple months, but gotta track down some hard to find parts and get that thing on the road. But yeah, I haven't been playing much radio. I haven't been on the Beacon Net in probably 6 months or longer, so I was good to jump in here. Just happened to see the net was going on and figured I'd jump in. So good to touch base with you, my friend. And are you sipping on some fine bourbon there in the shack? What do you got? I'm drinking some Knob Creek maple. I don't know. I don't think it's maple barrels. I think they add maybe it's real sweet and it's 10 proof lower, 5% lower than the standard Knob Creek. So I think they add some watered down maple syrup to it. It's sweet, pretty tasty, but I like the standard Knob Creek 100. For a bargain bourbon, that's my favorite. Occasionally I'll splurge and buy some high-end bourbon, single batch, high proof, but I usually stick with the Knob Creek, 9 years, 100 proof. It's made by Jim Beam, but it's called Knob Creek. Anyway, back to you. KE7LSU,
KL7FR. Roger that, my friend. Yeah, tonight I was sipping on a little larceny, been doing some moving rooms in my house and setting up the new computer and all that happy horse stuff. Yeah, so I had a little larceny, knocked down in my cigar room, and, so I'm just drinking a fat tire beer, and, calling it a night, relaxing a little bit. That's about it. My, nephew's coming out this weekend, my nephew and my niece coming out this weekend, coming up from Aurora, Colorado, and, yeah, just gonna sit around, smoke some, nice cigars, and maybe, I don't know, hit some good bourbon, but, you know, that's about it. Really been busy, so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you don't really get to have a good time anymore. You know, it's just, it's either work during the summer or, you know, stack firewood during the winter. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, stacking firewood is a year-round project for me, and I still never stack up enough. My wood pile's getting low, and it's been kind of mild winter here, but you say you've been busy, work's going good. Now, with the recent changes in energy policy, is that having a direct impact on your work? Do you see more work upcoming, or are you pretty set in what you're doing? What's happening to that? Cause I'm pretty sure you're in the energy industry. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Back to you, KL7L4.
KE7LSU for ID. Well, funny you say that. Chris Wright, who is the Secretary for Energy for Donald Trump, is our former CEO for Liberty Energy. So, you know, it's a good thing overall. Chris Wright is an amazing person, and it's not like he's going to have any favoritism towards Liberty Energy that I work for, but he has a very intelligent look at how energy should be done. So, with that being said, I feel that the energy economy is going to benefit. You know, the holistic plan of Green New Deal obviously failed, cost many millions and billions of dollars to the American citizen, and I think that now we're going to start to understand how we can do safe, clean oil extraction, natural gas extraction, without the whole opposition, if you could say. But that's my opinion. Back to you, K7LSU.
Oh, yeah. I don't think no favoritism is necessary with good energy policy. It should benefit the whole industry and Alaska's a resource state, you know, I mean, multiple resources, but oil and gas is our number, mainly oil. You know, our gas is the untapped wealth, and that's the cleanest energy, I think, is natural gas. And, man, they're just flaring it off, all the oil wells up here up on the slope, down in the Cook Inlet, you can see them flames flaring off all that gas, and there's huge gas fields up here, and they've got some gas pipelines running. There's a gas pipe running by my place across the highway, but I can't tap into it for natural gas, so we need to improve the local infrastructure. But before that happens, the industry needs to get more robust, especially in the natural gas sector, because, see, that's good company making with some deals with countries that want to import U.S. natural gas. I say, drill, baby, drill. That's money in the ground. And, boy, when it comes to other resources up here, I mean, we've got a wide variety when it gets to minerals, not just gold, but silver, copper, and other strategic minerals, and timber, fisheries. There's a variety of resources for the extraction, but it's all been hindered. We're looking forward to expanding the sensible resource development economy. I don't want to rape the planet, just for a few dollars, but we see that Green New Deal thing really ain't working out as redonkulous. I think things are looking better already, and hopefully they're just going to keep getting better from here on out. I'm a happy camper. I'm retired, so I don't really give a care, but I live on a fixed income, so price at the pump. Oh, and I timed out my node radio, so I better shut up before I time out the system. But, I'm a happy camper. KL7FR.
KL7FR. P7LQ. I get you, brother. And you know what? The thing about it is this. It's not about, damaging the earth. It's about doing extraction properly. I have done a lot of research. I've been in this industry for years. 59 years old. I've been around the block. Bottom line of it is this. The renewable energy, the solar panels fell 85% of the time. The windmills, they're not recycling the broken windmills. They're burying them somewhere in Utah or Oregon or wherever, Idaho. And if they figured it out, the actual fins of the windmills are the same as a surfboard material, which can be recycled to use for oil absorption in EPA matters. So if there is a tanker that rolls over, they're used for oil absorption. But nobody wants to go and explore into that. There are many factors in that. The lithium ion batteries and the amount of contamination that lithium ion batteries cause. It's a never ending thing. There's no way, and I don't care who you are, what you are, where you are, and how you are, there is no way that you can have a discussion with me on fossil fuels unless you take every fossil fuel or derivative off of you and out of your life and have a conversation with me. See, it's a very simple thing. We are a fossil fuel world. We have to have that. How do we maintain that and extract that clean? Well, we're doing that with more regulations than people have on vape pens. But you know what? It doesn't matter because the media holds us to the highest standard of we're just pieces of garbage. So, K7LSU, back to you. I've had my rant. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tommy. I think we're on the same page. You know, we have the technology, and it's proven over 100 years on the fossil fuel extraction in the U.S. Now my HD conked out on me. Switched HDs. But we have the technology. We can extract it clean and efficiently, economically. That's common sense. That's what we need to trend to, is the more common sense doctrine rather than the emotional doctrine. Common sense and dollars and cents, that's what I say. Sorry about your emotions, you know, if it hurts your feelings, but in the long run, it's the most economical way and the safest least environmentally destructive way, especially natural gas. I mean, we got to run our cars and our diesel trucks and our diesel out here in rural Alaska. Man, we got oil fields all over the state, but out in the villages, they don't have pipelines running out. They're getting their fuel barged into them on barges, and they're running diesel generators to power their villages. And, you know, they're paying $5-6 a gallon for diesel still. It's insane, but a lot of that's the overregulation, and I think we're coming into a little more common sense policies and doctrine towards energy development, extraction, and especially export. That's what got really shut off. That hurt us, man. Definitely seen it here in Alaska, and 4 years ago, we got almost, I wouldn't say shut down, but it was amazing the number of people that left the state. I mean, BP pulled out of here. That's major. Well, I killed another HT battery, so I must be really yakking too much. Man, I think I need new batteries on my HTs. It ain't lasting very long. And damn lithium ions, that's a whole nother discussion, too, on lithium battery technology and batteries in general. Man, I want to have an absolute tech net on battery technology. Ooh, I should not say that on Fireside. I hope God ain't listening. Oh, man. Anyway, we do have the technology. We just need to apply common sense, economic sense, in equal proportions without deferring too much to emotions. We still need to consider some emotions. Don't want too many people crying, but I think common sense will prevail. I feel the pendulum swinging back towards common sense. KL7FR.
K7LSU, KL7FR. My brother, I'm going to leave you with this tonight because I got to run to bed. I know personal experience, Chris Wright is a genius. He is an amazing thinker. He is a logical thinker, and he's not a political thinker. He is going to do right by this country, and believe me, things are going to happen, and it's a matter of them getting traction. Bottom line, it's a matter of them getting traction. Every CNN and MSNBC, blah, 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 they said they were going to do something. Yeah, well, the Democrats haven't done anything in 4 years except destroy. Chris Wright's going to do amazing things. He's going to do amazing things for Alaska and especially your economy. And he's going to do amazing things for the country. Bottom line, I mean, I'm not even worried about Wyoming. I mean, we are the same as Alaska. We're oil field, so it is what it is. But on that note, my friend, I have to go to bed. I have to go to work tomorrow. I'm not retired like you. How I wish. Peace and love. Good to hear your voice. Good to see you're healthy, and you take care of yourself. KU7LSU.
KU7LSU, KL7FR. All right. Great to touch base with you again, my friend Tommy. It's been far too long. Got to touch base again here on the Red Radio. But you better get you a good night's sleep, because I know you still got your nose to the grindstone. I don't envy you. Ha ha. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Always good. Look forward to more combos in the future. Oh, man. Anyway, definitely glad to touch base with you tonight. And, glad you're doing well. Take care, my friend, 73, and hopefully we'll catch you again in the near future on the radio. KL7FR.
This is November 4, Charlie, Uniform Charlie, Reno, Nevada, accessing the link. Anybody copy?
I do copy. This is WB9YPA, South Bend, Indiana.
I copy, KL7FR.
Okay, roger that. Handles Dave, D-A-V-E, and we're entering through the Ham Shack Hotline link. Handles Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and we're in Reno, Nevada. Reno, Nevada, 41 degrees, no snow on the ground, but the mountains are getting slammed there. Over.
All right, Dave. I heard another station acknowledge, too, and I didn't catch your call sign, but I copied here in Reno, Nevada, and I'm currently on Fireside. We were on the Sarah system for the beacon net. They may have disconnected, but I'm still on Fireside, and that's connected all around the world. So you never know who you're going to run into on the Fireside, but always good stuff. Glad to make your acquaintance, Dave. KL7FR. Mickey in Willow, Alaska. The Frozen Radio. KL7FR.
Okay, roger. Well, it was interesting how you stumble across this and many distant stations chiming in. And who was the other station in there? And this is N4CUC.
N4CUC, this is Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha, and got a machine here in South Bend on 220 that is linked into the Fireside network. So, yeah, and I think that gets terminated at midnight, I think, something like that. So. Anyway, yep, good to meet you guys, and got the Frozen radio station there. So back to the frozen north. I don't know. Maybe you're warmer there than we are here in South Bend.
All right. Well, too bad about Notre Dame, but. Oh, well, that's football. Seeing as you're in South Bend. And you can keep the Alaska weather down there. I'm fine at right around freezing, although our snow plaque disappeared and they moved the Iditarod sled dog race restart up to Fairbanks. Usually, I'm sure most of you have heard of the Iditarod sled dog race. Well, they do the ceremonial start in Anchorage first Saturday of March every year. The following Sunday, they always started at Willow Lake, unless there's not enough snow, which happens, I don't know, a couple times a decade. They got to move it up to Fairbanks, so Iditarod's going to be in Fairbanks this year. We got almost no snow here. I got 4 or 5 inches of, like, concrete, like snowpack around, and a lot of bare ground showing, so it's an unusual winter. Usually at this time of year, I got 5 to 10 foot of snow, and more coming in March. March seems to be our heaviest snow month, so we still ain't out of the woods yet. We could still get dumped on, but it's been a very, very mild winter up here compared to many places down in the lower 48. And Not that I feel sorry for you. You can keep those single digit and sub-zero tent down there. I don't miss them. But anyway, I'm having fun here on Fireside, and I didn't catch, I think it's N4 maybe, but I think it's CUC there in Reno. Dave, over to you. CUC from Frozen Radio.
Yeah, Roger that, Frozen Radio. I'm not sure what Fireside is, so you might clue me in. There's a lot of digital mode stuff. I just got the Hamshack hotline running a couple days ago, less than a week ago. I'm learning more about it, and interesting way to communicate and whatnot. So anyway, clue me in on Fireside, and also what area in Alaska are you? I'm looking at the Alaska map so I can finally figure out where you're at. So back to Fireside from N4CUC.
N4CUC, KL7FR. In Willow, Alaska, which is about 50 radio miles from downtown Anchorage, 50 miles as the crow flies north on the Parks Highway, about 75 road miles, but just north of Anchorage in the Sioux Sitna Valley. And our claim to fame in Willow is we're the restart of the world famous Iditarod sled dog race. Other than that, not much happens around here. It's a pretty quiet little place. It's kind of long spread out. Runs along the highway from mile 61 to mile 84, I believe. About 10 miles each side of the highway, but only about 2,000 people. We're not even incorporated. We don't have a city council or any form of government. We've got a community organization, Willow Area Community Organization, WACO, and I still don't know whether you pronounce it Waco or Waco. I think they're Wacos, but they get mad when I call it Waco. But we're an unincorporated community 50 miles north of Anchorage as the crow flies. And then as far as Fireside goes now, Fireside is a multi-node conference, EchoLink All-Star, IRLP, Digital Bridges, and Hamshack Hotline is also regularly connected to Fireside, and Fireside connects to other conferences around the world for different nets. Carries a variety of nets pretty much all day long on Fireside. If you like nets, Fireside is probably the best place to find them, because there's a variety of nets from around the world on there. And Alaska Morning Net is on there every morning, well, 6 days a week, on Sundays. Oh, I timed out my notes, so I'm talking too long. But yeah, very multi-node conference with multiple nets and connections around the world, so there's, even if there's not a net going on, you can jump on Fireside and throw out your call sign, and good chance someone's going to pick up and you can get a cue. So there's not that much time between nets. There's pretty much a full schedule of nets most of the day. I like Fireside. That's one of my favorite hangouts on the radio, that's for sure. Back to you, Dave. KL7FR.
Hey, KL7FR, N4CUC. Okay, yeah, now I remember Fireside, and yeah, I'm kind of, I do like the digital DMR. I drive Uber, Lyft, and I have DMR in the car. It's fun to have either hams that are not familiar with it, and the general public interesting to hear that I'm talking to Australia on a walkie-talkie. And I'm looking at the map. I see where Willow is. It's north of Anchorage, and see the inland waterway goes up that way. And I did take a cruise a couple of years ago to Alaska, and we were up in that neck of the woods and whatnot. So let's turn it over to Indiana, WB9YPA from N4CUC.
Okay, thank you much. Very good. Yeah, I hope to hear from you both again. I'm in the middle of writing some assembly language code. I'm getting ready to flash the memory on my repeater controller with some new code that I'm just finishing up writing. And I don't like it because I can't tell whenever there's a reset beep on the repeater. I cannot tell whether there's a local, if the traffic is local, or if it's over the All-Star link. So I'm making a change in the code so that I'll be able to tell if it's the local receiver picked up the signal or whether it came from the All-Star. So I'm adding a little bit of code here so it'll set a flag depending on one case or the other. So I can't think and chew gum at the same time. So I'm going to get back to this the code here, and I'm going to let you guys go at it and have a QSO there. So besides, my machine will probably be dropping the fireside at midnight my time. So very good. Back to you, Mike. This is Mike from South Bend, 73 guys. And Mike, take it away, and hope to see you guys again.
All right, hey Mike in South Bend. Before you go, now I'm not sure. I was looking at the Supermon on Fireside. Looks like you're coming on in Echo Link. Now, is your repeater All-Star and Echo Link and maybe IRLP connected? That's interesting on how you get all those systems connected on one repeater. And that was a little bit of topic of conversation last night on the Absolute TechNet. Are you familiar with the Absolute TechNet, Mike? And I think that could be a good topic for the ATNet, too, is linked repeaters. Back to you, Mike, before you run away. 7FR.
I do not have Echo Link or IRLP currently active on the South Bend repeater. Only All-Star is set up on it. So, yeah, you'll see a node on there. It'll be a node number 51560. And I think I connect into the Midwest hub, I believe. I'm not positive how I have that programmed, but, yeah, so somewhere in there you'll see buried in that map, you should see a 220 system, and it should show up as South Bend. So just for a heads up on that.
All right, yeah, I went to the Midwest hub and Fireside Supermon, and I see that 51560 WB9YPA, South Bend, Indiana, 223.980. 0. That's cool that you got a 220 repeater. I don't think there's much 220 activity in my... I'm interested in that band, especially because of the range and penetration. But, good to make your acquaintance, and hopefully you check out the Absolute TechNet, too, on Fireside, Tuesday nights. I believe it's 7 p.m. Eastern Time, every Tuesday night, and they have a website, absolutetech.org, shows the upcoming nets, lots of links, all kinds of stuff on there. But if you're not familiar with the Absolute TechNet, I highly recommend checking it out. And it's a great place to learn things and share your knowledge with people that are looking to learn. And we especially want to hear from people that are operating repeaters. So hopefully you'll chime in on the Absolute TechNet. AL7FR.
Yep, that's also scheduled on this repeater as the TechNet. So yep, that I'm connected to that every week. I think that was yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure. I lost track of all scheduled nets. 73 guys, I'm gonna flame. Dave, over to you, N4. CUC, this is WB9YPA. 73 guys, I'm gonna get back to it here, and hope to hear from you guys again. Good night. WB9YPA is clear.
All right. Well, I don't hear Dave CUC coming back, but I believe the 9 o'clock PSRG net is about to start at the top of the hour, so best to leave a clear frequency. Good to meet everybody in here on Fireside, and a lot of times I'm just working and listening. I don't always yak, believe it or not. As much of a bucket mouth as I am, sometimes I just lurk and listen, but throughout my call sign, if I'm listening, I'll reply. Anyway, been a good radio evening, put a smile on my face, got to meet a few new hams I haven't talked to before, and it was really great to talk to a couple of old hams I haven't talked to in a while, so made my radio night. I wasn't really even planning on it. Just happened to jump in here, but it's been a good time. Anyway, I'll stand by and wait for the next net to start here on Fireside. KL7FR standing by.
Good night, Mike. We'll see you again.